Good afternoon and welcome everybody to the debates on decent work, the path to dignity for all. I'm very glad to co-host together with my colleague Patricia Toia this debate, which is of course co-organized with the Commissaire. I'm very glad to greet also His Excellency the Apostolic Nuncio and all of you to this debate on the new development framework and the importance of decent work and the creation of decent jobs for poverty eradication in this post-2015 agenda. You know that we are in a very particular year. It's only the European Year of Development. It's also the year where we are aiming to approve in New York in September a new set of goals after the MDGs, the Millennium Development Goals from 2000. Now we have to agree on a new set of, we call it now SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals. And the MDGs, the previous one, have done really an important job, have done good to the eradication of poverty, have halved, for example, extreme poverty. But it's also true that there is a lot of pending as well. And it's also true that we would like to have the new global development framework to be transformative, to be innovative in the new set of goals. We are as well in the process of negotiating this new set of goals. We do have the proposal by the UN Open Working Group with these 17 SDGs, this list that has been proposed. In March, we have this discussion in the intergovernmental negotiations about the SDGs, the goals and the targets that will follow each goal. Then in April, the debate in the intergovernmental negotiations will be about the means of implementation and the global partnership for sustainable development. We are having, of course, this important global conference on financing for development in Addis. In July. May and June will be important in trying to get a review of all the points that have been agreed and to get an outcome document that fortunately will be finished then by July, so that in September, when the heads of state and government at the summit under the umbrella of the United Nations meet in New York, they can agree with this new set of goals. But as I said, this new set of goals, in our view, the view that the Parliament also expressed in a resolution that we passed last year in November about the new global development framework, should also address the root causes, not only the symptoms and the problems. And that's why we put a special emphasis on the human rights, on the respect for human rights, and the respect of the dignity of the human person. And here we, of course, find a very common ground with the social doctrine of the Church, and we are very glad to cooperate with Commissaire, also with other actors in our plural society as well. From this corner, I think that for us it's an inspiration that we can find, for example, in the words of now Saint John Paul II, when he said that work is one of the characteristics that distinguish man from the rest of the creatures. By work, the man's life is built up, and from work it derives its specific dignity. This is the expressions that we can find, for example, in Laborem Exercens, that can inspire us while trying to put really the human person in the center, not to look at human beings only as workforce, but also to be those who should actually benefit from the economic systems. Otherwise, if we just give up on such a concept of the human person and the dignity of the human person, we will end up exclusively with the materialistic dimension, both looking at the society, at politics, and economic systems as well. We would like, and we send this, regardless of political differences, we send this message also from the Parliament. And that's why we also are optimistic about this new set of SDGs, of Sustainable Development Goals, where we have SDG 8 that is dealing also with decent work and the decent work agenda. This is important while we are trying, as I said, to ensemble a new global framework that will not only deal with the symptoms of poverty, but will go also to the root causes. And there, of course, we need the respect of human dignity, and that includes, of course, decent jobs as part of that.